Let's take a bit of time now to arrive within ourselves, within our bodies. I found a nice way to arrive, if there's been a lot of busyness, is actually to begin a formal practice with a breathing space. And so, remembering always that we're deliberate about our postures, upright and dignified, alert, without being tensed up. And we also set our intentions to open as best we can with friendliness, with interest, curious and kind. And so step one of the breathing space now is simple awareness, opening with friendly, curious awareness to our present moment experience, just as it is. Noticing whatever thoughts are here, just as they are, the words, the pictures, the memories. Simply noticing them, let them move through the mind like clouds across the sky. Noticing too whatever particular emotions are here, perhaps part of those thoughts. Emotions that may have their birth within certain thoughts. Noticing whether the emotions are pleasant or unpleasant in nature. Perhaps neither. And then we scan through the body. Briefly scanning through the body and really honing in on any areas of tension, of bracing, of resistance. Perhaps noticing if any of these sensations are part of aversion, a pushing away of whatever is showing up right now, and letting that aversion too be known. Sometimes simple awareness to areas of tightening and contraction can be enough to allow us to lighten up and let go a bit, soften, release. And not worrying about it if that's not possible. And so, having checked in with ourselves with basic awareness, let's now come to the breath in step two. Let's gather our awareness now, simply in breathing. Feeling the sensations of inhale and exhale just as they are. No special breath to have. Deepening our awareness into the present moment through the breathing. And then step three, expanding around the breath to take in the whole of the body. Breath and body as a whole, together. And as we do this, opening to any tight, braced areas. Opening to them for whatever they're a part and parcel of, it's already here. And so we may as well open to it, know it, be with it. Possibly breathing in and out of any of these challenging spots, not to fix or change, but rather to deepen our awareness. And having done a breathing space, now sitting with an ongoing sense of breath and body as a whole. And so we can do this by just checking again the contact points of feet, bottom, hands, sense of posture. Opening to all of the different sensations as they show, holding them in this wide awareness. And periodically, when there's a strong sensation somewhere, you can dive into that. Kind of letting your awareness be like a zoom lens. Zoom in on that area and let it be the object of your mindful awareness. watching it change, perhaps move. And when it no longer holds your interest, maybe it's subsided, letting it be, coming back to breath and body as a whole, or perhaps moving into another region that's now caught your attention. When the mind wanders, simply notice it. It's just something else that's happening, that's arising in the present moment. We might name it to tame it. We might feel it through the body, feel it to heal it. Or if it's simply a little passing thing, just let it be, let it go. And really reconnect again with breath and body as a whole, feeling posture, touch points, the breath. Within breath and body as a whole, we can also really notice if there are any hindrances showing up, like sleepiness. Where are we feeling sleepy in the body? We can open to that, feel it, let it be the object of awareness. And of course, same too with its opposite, restlessness. Feel the surging energy of restlessness. Opening to it, let it be known. We may notice the hindrance of wanting mind, which can manifest in many ways, but at this time of year often manifests as a lot of busyness and planning, chasing after things, not letting it be a problem, but rather, wanting, naming it, feeling it too through the body. We can also possibly notice the opposite of wanting mind, which is aversive mind, the pushing away, the not wanting. A sense of dissatisfaction. Naming it and feeling it too through the body. And we can also open to doubt, the fifth hindrance. Doubting mind. Oh, this practice, it doesn't help me. I should try a different practice. Why am I doing this? Or there may be self-doubt that's showing. Doubting oneself in many different shapes and forms. And we can notice doubting mind, we can name it. We can feel it too through the body. And so we can open to any hindrance as it shows, mindfully, graciously, in a friendly way, letting it too simply be an object of mindful awareness. And when we do that, it is no longer a hindrance, but a gateway. A gateway to being. To being with things as they are, with an open heart.